Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys. Hey, if we're boring you with cast iron, well, buckle in. We got one more segment to go here. But if you don't have cast iron, some sporting goods stores have it. The bigger box ones do. I know we're fond of the Lodge brand. It's all they do is cast iron, and it's American made.
It's American made, yeah.
And it's really, really good stuff.
They're like 130 years old. Right. I went to the Forge.
Yeah, we had them on at one time. We probably should have
used
today.
We used to have them all the time. Right. But I went down to the Forge on my way to Atlanta. I was doing a road trip for work. And you come down, it's kind of mountainous, and you come down to a river, I think it's called Jamestown, and you just, that Forge is the whole town.
Yeah.
It's gigantic, and they were doubling it when I was there. So, I mean, their ability to kick out the cast is going to be, must be just fantastic by now. But here's the cool thing. If you're a southern bound tourist, look it up and go there, because they have a factory second store.
Oh yeah.
And that pan I got you was a second. It's like a,
see, he really doesn't love me, Conrad. Like, he just all right, I can get dropped this cheap pan and I'll just tell him that.
It was like 100 and some bucks, and it was in there, it was 60.
Yeah.
Which
no,
is
it's
a
fine. You
steal.
Can't tell the difference.
No,
I don't know
you
a first
find
from a second.
The blems.
Right,
you can't find the blems. They
right.
they consider them seconds. But you walk in this store, and it's just it's like a grilling guy's heaven.
Yeah,
because you just want to buy everything. I left with so much cast iron.
Right, car's going leaning, going down the road.
That's right,
right. Back end's all low because he's got it full of cast iron.
So, here's the cool thing about stew. And again, we're back to the Dutch oven. This should have called it the Dutch oven show. But what do you use for stew meat? Do you buy it?
Yeah, generally, a chuck roast. You know, I'll chop up part of that because stew is low and slow, and the tougher cuts, or maybe you know, sometimes chuck roast has a little too much fat in it that to cut it and eat it. But if you put it in that cast iron, it'll render. And then it just adds a ton of flavor. So I like a big, you know, chuck roast.
There's several ways to do that.
Yeah.
You can put it in like that, or you can cut it up and saute it and cook it.
Right.
So I've done it both ways. I find that people eating the stew like it better when it's cut into small pieces, especially women.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
When I do a roast and then just break it into pieces, you've got some pretty big, long strands of
right.
connective tissue.
I would think it'd cook a lot quicker if you cut it up.
Likely.
Yeah. So,
but it's going to cook a long time anyway, because you want to get that, first of all, whatever, I like browning it in the oven,
uh-huh.
And then I start...
in the cast pan.
Yep. Though.
Right.
Then I'm going to throw on the Holy Trinity, lettuce, I'm sorry, onions, celery, and carrots.
Right.
And then I'm going to put the...
In big pieces, in larger chunks.
You can do it either way.
Yeah.
You know, again, that's personal preference. Some people like that. Some,
right.
In terms of serving it, it's always better when the sous chef does their job.
Yeah.
And makes it all small. And you're probably your own sous chef.
Right. Exactly.
But then you... One thing I've discovered in the last few years is those little white potatoes.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
Yep.
And that's so easy.
About as big as a golf ball or
a
little smaller.
A little smaller, yeah.
Yeah.
They're so easy.
Right. And leave them whole.
Yeah.
Right? And just throw them in there.
Yep.
Chunks of whole carrot. Not the little baby carrots, because they kind of break down, but a regular girth carrot.
Baby carrots have no flavor.
Right. And then... then onion, and I might put the onion in there in quarters, a big sweet onion, and it'll fall apart as it cooks. Now, what
and
do you use?
Again, you're down to personal preference
right.
on onions.
Yeah,
I like using a Spanish or a strong onion.
Okay,
because I want that all the things in an onion to do their work, just like all the things in a pepper, like capsaicin and stuff, and green peppers, jalapenos, and all that. Let them do their work. But when it comes to an onion. I learned from a restaurant guy when I think I was in college or in the service.
God, he's got a great memory. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, the ice had just thawed. And
And, the ice age? Is
yes,
that it? Is
yes.
that what you're talking about? Yeah.
And so there's a way I cut it that it comes up geometrically into nice little bitty cubes.
Okay.
It's easy to do. You can see chefs doing it online. I won't bother trying to explain it, but I actually like that onion to kind of disappear. Okay. I don't want it because some people, again, freak out over onions. They're just like, they're pulling. I don't want to see you pulling onions out of my food, so I'm going to make them disappear.
Okay, because they'll disintegrate in the cooking process,
they
is what you're talking about, and become part of the flavor. So what do you use for juice? I mean, you want a gravy on this thing kind of when it comes out of there. I think I want a little bit of something so that I can spoon it up and
you
get all that. Generally, it'll be either a beef broth, but I buy this stuff that's called Better Than Bouillon.
Isn't that great?
Oh, man. It's super flavorful.
Where has that been?
Right, yeah. So, and I'll buy the beef of that and make it up just as per the jar and put like a cup of it in there. And like you said, the things will break down. You're getting flavor from all the vegetables, but then it's just a little bit wet. When I pull it out of there, there's, you know, if you mash the potato, there's a little juice on there. To
Kent Butcher Supply sells a powdered beef bouillon.
Yeah.
And Tim Sobey turned me on.
I was
going
to say, Sobey's got it too.
And
yeah.
I'll just put a few sprinkles of that in there and use water.
Right. Yep.
Because it's way cheaper than the Better Than Bouillon.
Yeah. But it's not Better Than Bouillon because Better Than Bouillon is better than bouillon. Can you say that three times fast?
Oh, man, I'm losing it.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I know, but it does. You got it, didn't you,
so,
out there?
Again, you got to please the people you're cooking for. So when you're making your stew, by now, you already know. I mean, the primary person, if I'm making stew, the primary person I want to make happy is my wife.
Well, sure.
And I know what she likes and doesn't like.
It's because you've been married forever.
Do you put any green beans in it?
Never.
Oh.
Never done it.
Have you ever had green bean stew?
No.
That's a Syrian dish.
Would you just ask me if I'd put green beans in my stew and I said no, so I've not had green bean stew.
But there's a stew called green bean stew, and it's just roast beef, tomato sauce, green beans. It's got cinnamon and things. Maureen makes a wonderful green bean stew. And you put it on rice. But anyway, when I'm making my stews, I'll at the last half hour, if it's in the oven, I'm going to put a bunch of chopped green beans and maybe some peas in there, frozen peas, because I love seeing some green in there.
Sure, yeah. Good for you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. I just never done it, but...
You don't like green beans, huh?
I know. I love green beans. I've just never put them in a stew because I thought they'd break down and
you're
be
the one
really
who always,
stringy.
You're the one who always... Well, that's why you put them in the last 40 minutes.
Okay.
30, 40.
Yeah.
But you're the one that always says you eat with your eyes first.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Got to get some green in there.
Yeah. Pretty.
There's already a lot of brown and white.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Unless your onions are broken down, then you got no white, right? White, right? Or are you having white
rice? I don't
rice?
Know where we're going with this.
I don't either.
So that's just the simple stew. And then my wife is always making some biscuits.
Oh.
So we can't have stew without her biscuits.
Yeah, you know that sourdough bread that your daughter-in-law makes?
Well, you can do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's another Dutch oven item. I don't know, but that's...
How'd you ever get along without a Dutch oven?
I don't know. Somehow I did, but now it's a big part of the game.
How many do you have now?
Two.
Uh-huh.
It's growing,
Conrad.
Right.
He's up to two.
What was that? A 7 or 8 quart that you bought me. It's a big one, really nice. And then I got one about half that size.
Oh,
too, so,
well, you'll have arrived when you get the 12 quart.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's so big it has legs.
Yeah.
It's what you use when you're camping.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure. I think the legs are so that you can set it on something when you're done cooking. I don't know what the legs are for, rocks or the grate. But mine also came with a tripod.
Yeah, so you can hang it over the fire?
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's just cool.
Yeah.
But very often, and it's got the flat lid with the rim around sides. And you can actually put some coals on the ground next to your fire and then scoop hot coals off the fire and put them on the lid. You would not believe how few coals it takes to cook a meal on that way.
Right.
It's just a remarkable product.
The heat goes down and creates just this.
I hand it to the Dutch, Joppy.
Man, hey, it's heritage. I don't know why I never got one when I was growing up, but it took a Finlander to get me to learn how to use a Dutch oven for a Dutch guy. So
that's
I don't know.
Funny.
But anyway. All right, we've been all over the map today. Hopefully you've got some cast in your repertoire. If you don't, go get some because you won't regret it.
I was going to say, I think if you go to thegrillingguys.com, there's a Lodge link there.
Yeah.
There always was.
Yep, there always is.
They're not an affiliate. We don't make any money off it.
Right.
But we just love the company.
All right, well, get out in your backyard, plow your snow, open your grill. If you don't want to do that, get in the oven and get some Dutch going. But
wow.
We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.